Welkom in de Bonsai Club, elke zondag tussen 7 en 8.
Dames en heren, welkom in de Bonsai Club, elke zondag tussen 7 en 8. En deze avond heb ik hele bijzondere gasten. Het zijn twee gasten uit Syrië. En zij hebben een initiatief in het New Dakota en in de Beautiful Distress Hall. En bij hen is Paul Alexander. En naast mij heb ik Samer Al-Ghardi. En tegenover mij heb ik Gulnar Hajo. Welkom, ik zal maar niet zeggen in de studio, want we zitten gewoon bij mij thuis op dit moment. En van nu af aan ga ik ook even in het Engels over. Samer, you did make the initiative of the Reorient event. And that's in the New Dakota. And the reason you did it was to get some literature more known in the world, and also the spoken world in different languages, and also the understanding of the different vibes between all the languages, I thought. But you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, it is the idea. It came from we bring something with the culture, with literature together, like music, theater, exhibition, books, all of them together in atmosphere give you happiness. This is the idea. Between different cultures, sure. And in the end, it is between different cultures.
Yeah. And what kind of literature can people expect? Because it's from the 1st of September till the 4th of September, the event. Like, if you come, what can you kind of expect?
Yeah, they will expect, it is not only literature. This is what I want to say. It is not only literature. It is music, there is stand-up comedy, there is DJ, there is music night, many music night, also literature, also workshop for children and book fair. It is mixed between all of them. And what kind of literature they can find, I prefer to let this to Paul, because he organized the literature part.
Okay, so you brought everybody together in the event, and also like you created actually everything which is there.
Yeah, exactly. We create a happy atmosphere.
Yes. And Gulnar, you told me just a few minutes ago about your experience. Because you, on the event, you will launch your book, and you are both from Syria. So when you came to Holland, you went to the Anne Frank House in de Merwedestraat. Voor de luisteraars, dat is het huis natuurlijk waar zij op het begin is opgegroeid. Het staat in Oud-Zuid. And can you point us and the listeners like how your travel to Holland was and what the house meant for you, because that was the first house you lived in. Yeah. And can you tell a little bit about the experience and then point out your book after it? Yeah.
Actually, we came to Holland 4 years ago. And we were in Turkey, in Istanbul. Me and my husband Samer, we are from Syria. We are both painters. Mm-hmm. I'm illustrator and writer for children books. And also we have publishing house for children. So when we arrived to Netherlands, it was very nice chance that the literature fund invited us to stay in Anne Frank's house in Merwedestraat. Until we have our own house in Netherlands. So it was very special experience. and because the house, it is very special house. Yeah. You can feel the history house through the furniture and the wall, everything. It reminds you about Anne Frank. Actually, when I was in Syria, I didn't know Anne Frank. When I come to here to mm-hmm. Netherlands and we stay in the house, so I diary. When
even voor luisteraars verteld, Gulnar, zij kwam uit Syrië met haar man. En zij kregen van het literatuurfonds de opportunity om in het Anne Frank huis te zijn en zich daar ontwikkelen en zich te vestigen en zo de volgende stap te zetten. En zij vertelt dat ze eigenlijk alle sferen daar proefde van Anne Frank. Voor de luisteraar, het huis, de oude meubels van toen zij daar woonde.
So during my stay in this house, Anne Frank's house, I read the Anne Frank's diary.
Yeah.
And I feel a lot of similarity between her experience and my experience as survivor from war. Unfortunately, she didn't survive. I survived, mm-hmm. and my family survived. But her diary touched me, and because it's the war, it's the same. Anytime, any from 100 years or now, the war is the war. The victims are the victims. But so I choose 12 sentences from her diary, and I make illustration for these sentences, and we make it a book. The name of the book, Anne Frank's and Me. Mm-hmm. And also in this festival, Reorient, we will launch the book, and also we will make there is exhibition for the illustration mm-hmm. of Anne Frank's book.
Yeah.
Yes.
For me, I'm always an outsider of war. Okay. So actually the only honest question I can ask you about, because a lot of times when you make a question about it, it hurts somebody else because you didn't have had the dimension of it. So that's the only honest question I think I can ask. Do you think war is a dimension, or do you think it's like, what does war do to people?
War, I think war is the most disaster thing a human being make. And the experience when you live the war, you cannot feel it. You must live during the war to know many things. The war make for myself mm-hmm. I always think that I don't want to be a victim for this war. And also I feel that when Anne Frank, she don't want them. And I, after the war, I decide to write illustrator or writer. I write and illustrate more alive things, because I feel the importance of to be alive. It's enough. Yes.
Okay, and you will present your book.
Yes.
So that's actually a kind of, you read the book and then you choose the sentences.
Yes.
But how do you like sentences important for you? Because you choose 12, but yes. What makes those 12 sentences so important?
Actually, you must, when you sentence, you will see what I mean. But now I don't have the book with me, unfortunately. I choose the sentences which similar to, like, as example, she said there is the people in my country suffering from the war. Yeah. Anne Frank say that, and I can say the same.
No.
Yeah. So I choose the most similar sentences for my experience, survivor from war.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Anne Frank didn't survive. we are lucky that we survive.
Yeah. And after those years, how is it to develop in a different country?
It is
standard
not,
question,
it,
actually.
Yeah, it is a little bit, but we changed three countries until now.
Yeah.
In 9 years. And I cannot speak about development a lot, but from us, from our side, we always say one sentence is, don't judge the other before we know each other. This is our slogan and our business slogan. What we do, that's we don't judge each other before we know each other. After that, if we don't like each other, not a problem. But let's meet and know each other better.
Yeah.
This is the idea.
Yeah.
I cannot say I can develop until now very well. Everything new for me, the system, how it is, everything.
Yeah, I can imagine that if you are in Holland, you are shocked by the structures. Like there are so many structures here.
Yeah, exactly. This is when I speak about the system, the structure, how you should do this. It is not easy. How much you get mail every day, and you need just to open it and read it, and you don't know the language, and this is. And if you know the language, sometimes a lot of males, we cannot understood what we should write exactly. I think also the Dutch, they have some the same problem. It is not easy, but it is for us, we thankful.
Yeah.
We thankful because we came to Holland, really. This is my my opinion, to Holland, not to another country in Europe. I like Holland. Yeah. The most country I like it in Europe. I can say it like this.
Yeah.
From people first, not from the street or from building. No, the people. I like the people. And I know Europe very well before we came to here. Mm-hmm. And I surprise how much I enjoy in this point.
Yeah. That's also like there's a lot of freedom here as well.
Yeah,
of course. Sure. Freedom of speech, express yourself. You can express yourself. You feel free. You don't in our country. I'm always afraid. We speak low in our country.
Yeah. But what happens if you don't speak low?
You will go to jail if you are if your opinion is not with the regime.
We say in sentences, we say hush, don't speak. The wall have ears.
Yes,
really
like that.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
لما راحوا قبيل الصبح عيسه وحملوها وسارت في الدجى الإبل لما راحوا قبيل الصبح عيسى وحملوها وسارت الدجى الإبل فأرسلوها Leila, Leila.
And Paul, you did a lot with the organization as well, and you did filling in of the literature thing.
Yes.
Can you tell us and the listeners, can you tell us and the listeners how you met, and then also what your part in the event is?
Yes. Shall I do it in English or in Dutch? Okay, in English, so they understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Samer actually was living with my mother, so that it's very easy.
Oh.
That's how we met. Yeah. And one thing about Samer, when he came to Holland, he started a bookstore cafe. And in this bookstore cafe, it's called Pages Bookstore Cafe, it was a place for different cultures to meet. So that was a nice place where all, and it was at de Gracht in the building of Prince Klaus Fonds.
Yeah.
And so here, this was a place where many people met, not only people from Syria, but also Turkish people, Dutch people, tourists just stopped by and were looking around. And
so how did you get the store in between?
This is the idea. Let me tell you about us a little bit. We are, I am study fine arts, I am painter, but also I work from 25 years like graphic designer, and after that, before 17 years, we opened publishing house. And in Turkey, when we was in Istanbul, we opened the first bookstore for us, bookstore cafe, and it was Pages.
Yeah.
It is the same. And when we came to here, we opened this, and it was open also in Istanbul and here. And after that, in Amsterdam, we opened one in Rotterdam with corporate with the Goethe Institute.
Oh.
Yeah, we have Yanni like this.
Yeah, and this is important to know, because actually Samer is always organizing cultural events in the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the persons who helped him with cultural events and basically with the literature program. And I organized a literature talk between Dutch and Syrian writers. So Syrian writers who are settling now in Europe, but also in the Netherlands, they have a chance to meet Dutch writers and to get to know a little bit more about Dutch literature, and also to become part of Dutch literary. So this is a thing we started to do in his bookstore cafe. Mm-hmm. And so we started to work together. And well, Samer had plans to organize a festival, which is sort of to bring the bookstore another level, isn't it?
Yes. Samer. Mm-hmm.
And then he also asked me to organize the literature part. So that's what I did. And well, the festival will be 4 days, and the first night is the opening night, but on the second, third, and fourth night, I organized also, again, a literature talk with several Dutch writers and with writers from the Arab world.
From different
countries.
Yeah.
And also, which wasn't said yet, but focus of the festival is Middle East. It's books.
In general.
General. Art, books, films, music from the Middle East. So Dutch people can learn more about Middle Eastern culture.
And when we mean Middle East, we don't mean Syria. And when we say Middle East, we don't say Syria. For us, Middle East, it is bigger a little bit. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, Greece, Egypt.
Yeah.
This is Middle East. We try to extend it later, maybe. Our dream next year to be bigger. And maybe we will bring from Latin America in my or South Europe, Egypt, Spain. This, we try this.
Actually, you should meet Mohammed. I have Mohammed in my program sometimes, and he is a musician, and he does the ut.
I think.
So, because he also knows a lot of musicians from. So yeah, I don't know if you also saw Graham in Paradiso. He had this program with all kind of musicians, and it was a bit directed in that way that some of the musicians, like Abir Abed, sorry for I cannot pronounce well. She's also Moroccan, and she was singing and on the screen because you could not enter Paradiso or only 20 people. So we watched it on screen, and on the screen it was like you really saw her, but she was also on video. But yeah, like that. And what is the aim to get everybody together?
The aim is very important because we are judge each other before we know each other. This is again the same sentence. The aim is very important. How I should know you? Yeah, for me, for example, we share or we make book fairs and all this kind of events. For me, I know Latin America very well. How I know Latin? I never visit Latin America, but I read Latin American novels a lot. That's mean when we read or when we meet or when we talk, we will know each other. It is not a problem, really, if we don't like each other. It is not, but let's first to meet.
Yeah.
Now, in all the world, we judge her before we know each other. We say, I want to know you.
Yeah. Keep,
this is the aim of the festival for us. This is the idea.
Yeah. Then it would be really interesting to have South America with it as well, because it doesn't really, like, it's like a circle then. I mean, I don't know. Can you mention some literature from South America which you really, really adore? Yeah, like one book.
One book?
Yeah, one book.
Eva Luna, for example. Yeah.
Isabel Allende.
Isabel Allende.
Oh, yeah. Eva Luna. She's good.
Yeah, if I read it now, maybe I will not see it in the same view. But this is, I read it before 25 years, and it is touched me so much.
No.
But for also, I read Zorba. You know the Zorba novel from Max Kazantzakis, Nikos Kazantzakis,
and Marquise also.
And Marquise,
And like, if you're writing or illustrating, is it also like that you have like in the Anne Frank house that you also carry the other writers which you read with you?
Sorry, I don't.
So. When you create and you write and you illustrate, do you talk in your head to the other writers or the other novels?
No. I create my own stories, but from my experience. Yeah, I speak of my about my book, not Frank's books, children books. I write children books. Mm-hmm. I always write from my own experience. I have books like When I'm Mad, When I'm Sad, The Ego.
A lot.
Yes.
Dreams.
The Dream. The Story of Dream, and also the the Story of Dot on White. There's a lot of books that I create.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, everything affects. When you write, everything affects you. Well, what you read in your whole life. I have a special experience also with that, because I make a lot of workshops with children.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in Turkey I made a lot of workshops with Syrian refugees, and it was like art therapy. We read books, we make drawings, and we play. I have excelled with the children. Mm-hmm. And in this festival also, I will make workshops for children.
Nice. Then you paint and you write with them?
I will tell you about my workshop.
Yeah.
Yes. In my work, the first, when I begin the workshop, I tell the children how we make book. what we need. Yeah. So we play, I have exercised that.
Yeah.
We play that, that you are writer, you are illustrator, and you are designer. And we need this, and we can print. So we imagine that you are in the printer, and we print together, we print a lot of books. After that, the children now will know how the book, how we make a children book.
Yeah.
And they know what a publishing house mean, what write author, what it mean.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I read a story from my books,
mm-hmm.
one of a story.
Mm-hmm.
And the last part of the workshops is the dream book. We make, me and the children, a book. I let the children close their eyes
mm-hmm.
and dream.
Mm-hmm.
So every child have his own dream. After dream, they open her eyes and they draw this dream. I give them papers and
mm-hmm.
they draw the dream, and also they write their dream. We collect the paper together. We make the cover. I make the cover for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dream book. Collected, and we at the ends of the world we have the dream book.
Yes, that's nice.
Sorry,
because,
slow.
Yeah, no, it's okay. But it's also when you can create a dream, you can also can create something outside you. Like
yes.
yeah. So, and Paul, I have one last question for you. What is the most I would say apprehensive or remarkable thing you met at the bookshop during the literature exchanges?
Good question. Well, I didn't know anything about Arabic literature, and I started to have these conversations with Arabic writers and Dutch writers, and within 2 or 3 minutes you sort of find common language with them, and that was always very nice. So you can take two different, completely different writers, and they will always find some similarity between themselves,
mm-hmm.
and you discover it in 5 minutes. So that's nice, and they like to talk about it with each other. And you hear, of course, stories completely new to you. I was sort of starting to read Arabic books
yeah.
in translation, of course. But then you discover a new world, basically.
Yeah.
And that is also nice. And what I like about Samer, the book story, and now the festival, it's always, actually, it's basically he creates the atmosphere, and it's a nice atmosphere. People like it all, and you find all kind of different people, and they meet. And, well, he has sort of about the festival. I just help organize it, but I know one thing for sure. The atmosphere will be great, and it will be like, it's always like a party.
Yeah. Well, that is really good to know. So for the people, the event is in New Dakota and beautiful Distress. It is called Reorient Event, and there will be DJs, music, literature, and art, and of course the of Gulnar Hajo. And I think you would very much like to invite people.
Would like to.
Yeah, I can say one thing. You can, when you come, you can saw music, art, literature, books, cinema, a lot of things. But all the important things, you can find also love with them. This is my point.
I invite everybody to come and see the festival, because it is the language between people. Art is a language,
mm-hmm.
Literature is language, dancing in the it is you don't need to speak. The art is your language, so it's
yeah.
similar between.
Yeah.
So I invite. I hope you come and you see something new and different.
Yes, and of course, then Paul also like to invite people, so I give the last word to you.
Okay. I think I already told why they should come. The atmosphere will be very nice. There will be drinks and food also from the Middle East. It's always good. It will be like a party. So that's the best reason to come. And yeah, maybe where can they find the program? That's a problem, maybe.
So that's the program is on www.newdakota.com. And you can see what is happening there. And of course, you can also listen this this radio show back. I hope I have time to pop by. Yeah. Okay, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Sharing the story.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Dit was de Bonsai Club. Ik heb gesproken met Koelna Hachot, Samer Al-Gardi en Paul Alexander. En zij hebben het Reorient Event georganiseerd. Overdag heb je workshops, boekvers en schrijvers. En de expositie van Koelna Hachot, Anne Frank en Mie. En 's avonds begint het muziekprogramma en de feestelijkheden. We hopen dat u allemaal tijd heeft om te komen. Thank you.
ترحل عارفي باللي كانوا بحالك قلال انت الامان وكنتي ليا مثال باي اشكال كنتي ليا الحل صعيب بعدك نتحمل ننساك محال مهما طال الزمان غادي تبقاي ديما في البال قبل ما ترحل عارفي باللي كانوا بحالك
مهما طال الزمان